USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump last night addresses a pro-life organization at its gala in Washington, telling the Susan B. Anthony List's Campaign for Life gala,
"Today, we have kept another promise. My administration has proposed a new rule to prohibit Title X funding from going to any clinic that performs abortions."
Hours earlier, President Trump, while meeting with the South Korean president at the White House, conceded that the long-discussed summit between himself and North Korea's Kim Jong-un may not end up happening.
"If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time."
The North remains angry about joint military drills involving the U.S. and South Korea, and it's unhappy at Trump's insistence on denuclearization. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
"Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare."
And she says the process has been fantastic.
"I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that."
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
After primaries in four states yesterday, a former lawmaker in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, is a step closer to becoming the nation's first black female governor. She won the so-called Battle of the Stacey's for the Democratic nomination against Stacey Evans, who's also a former state lawmaker. Abrams telling her supporters last night,
"And we all know families battling crippling debt and the very fear that an illness or an accident may wipe them out financially as they try to keep their loved ones safe and cared for. And tonight, to these families and to all Georgians, I say, I'm with you."
Abrams will now face either Republican Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle or Secretary of State Brian Kemp. They'll meet in a runoff in July after neither received 50% of the vote in their bid to succeed Republican Governor Nathan Deal. In Arkansas, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson easily defeated Jan Morgan to win the nomination for November, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The U.S. House of Representatives advances a prison reform bill, though its future is not so clear in the U.S. Senate. The First Step Act, easily passing the House with bipartisan support. It provides millions of dollars in funding for rehabilitation and educational programs in prisons. Prisoners would be given credit for completing those programs. The White House supports the bill, but some in the Senate believe the measure does not go far enough. Mark Zuckerberg's offering an apology to European leaders for Facebook's data-sharing scandal, appearing before EU lawmakers in Brussels. The Facebook CEO called the improper sharing of user data and handling of fake news, quote, a big mistake, and he says he's sorry for it. Zuckerberg also repeated assurances of Facebook's plans to improve policies that he outlined in hearings before Congress last month. One analyst telling CNBC Zuckerberg appeared to answer many of the EU lawmakers' questions with rehearsed talking points during an hour-long Q&A session. An American Western star, Clint Walker, has died at 90. Walker passed away in California from congestive heart failure. His first major role was in the film The Ten Commandments, but then landed the starring role in the show Cheyenne, about a cowboy who fights bad guys in the Old West. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.